I'm John DiLiberto, and you're hearing Echoes. There's a lot of waif-like singer-songwriters out there, and Lyra LaFoy is one of them, but there's also a sultriness and soul to her voice. We first heard her in 2013 when she was recording as a group called Wall with her EP Shoestrings, and she also had a noted performance in the Black Cav Sessions series. Earlier this year, she released a full-length album under her own name called Mirrors the Sky. That was the Echoes CD of the month in April. Now I've got Lyra LaFoy live in the Echoes living room. That's Lyra LaFoy. I've got her coming up live this hour on Echoes. Here's Natalie Merchant from her new album, a tune called Seven Deadly Sins.
Well, of all those seven deadly sins, I wore around my neck for him hunger, anger, lust, and greed. Jealousy. There was one, I guess, that was the worst of all. It gave a little push, started the fall from grace that I took so high. I took so long and far. But I just couldn't spend me another night in the cold, cold bed of the butcher's wife, so afraid to fall asleep, afraid to wake, and afraid to dream. No, I just couldn't stay, I couldn't wait it out, bite my tongue for another hour, one more endless day, day after night, night after day. Well, it's been a 2-year stint in no man's land. Nobody here really gives a damn. So why don't we call it a draw in the bloody war to end all wars? In the bloody war, in the bloody war, in the bloody, bloody war, in the bloody, bloody war. Well, I'm far too quick with the poison pen. Can't believe I'm writing again after all these goddamn years. And someday when the ghosts have all gone home, far too late to be rattling bones, then will you lay me down, lay me down? Bloody war, such a bloody war, such a bloody, bloody war, such a bloody war, such a bloody war, such a bloody, bloody war. Thank you.
You're hearing Echoes, and I'm John DiLiberto. Coming up in the second half of this hour, I've got a beautiful live performance by Lila Foy. The ethereal singer-songwriter brings it all in this live performance. Right now, here's Tori Amos, who just played a great live set on the show. This is The Maids of Elfinmere.
Watch over the boy with chestnut hair, and as he dreams about his love for them, they make a vow to protect him. Sing their song, sung by a happy corpse,
or see
a pretty girl drowned. With chestnut hair, winds back the clock at the 11th bell, hoping to follow them through the veil. Spinning their song, sung by a happy chorus,
or seeing
a pretty girl drown.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
I've always loved that Dolly Parton tune, and many people have covered it over the years. This is a band called Laltra doing Jolene, and I took that off of a collection called Static Waves from the St. Marie label. That came out of Hammock, From the Dust We Ran to Greet the Dawn. That's from their album Chasing After Shadows, Living with the Ghosts, the deluxe edition. This is one of the additional tracks on that. And Stumble Line before that with Whirlpool, featuring the voice of Violet Sky. Dissolver, the name of that album. Ludovico Einaudi in there. They sent out some of his music to get remixed by a bunch of people. This was Time Lapse, the Dot Major remix. And up at the top, Tori Amos from her latest album, Unrepentant Geraldines. Coming up, I've got Lila Foy and a beautiful live performance as Echoes continues. You can get a playlist for the show at echoes.org. Look for program 1421A. And while you're there, check out Echoes Online, our streaming subscription music service. It's a way you can dial up the show 24 hours a day on demand with your iPhone, your iPad, your Droid, or your computer. Just go to echoes.org for Echoes Online. Stay tuned. Lila Foy coming up when Echoes continues. Echoes is made possible in part by Atmospheric Music, whose latest releases include The Dream Exchange by John Luttrell. Weaving lush guitar and keyboard orchestrations, Luttrell creates a progressive concept album based around visions of the subconscious. John Luttrell's The Dream Exchange is available at atmosphericmusic.com. You're hearing Echoes on PRI, Public Radio International. I'm John DiLibretto, and you're hearing Echoes, and today we are happy to welcome into the Echoes living room Lila Foy. You've been listening to her for quite a while, recording under the guise of Wall, but she just put out her debut album called Mirrors of Sky. It's the Echoes CD of the month for April, and we are so happy to have her here in the studio with her band. Lila, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
So I need to know, did you tear down the wall, jump over the wall, break through the wall? What happened?
Just put the wall to the side for a minute. Yeah.
Why? Because you had that name out there.
I did have it out there, but it wasn't really preconceived. And by the time I got to the album, I kind of was thinking about it again, and I thought maybe it's time to use my own name. But yes. It's a little bit of a weird decision, maybe, but I think in the long run it's going to be really good.
And plus, no more Pink Floyd questions.
Yeah, exactly. And no more difficult Googleability, you know.
That's
quite
right.
Easy
yes.
to find now.
Wall is a tough one. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Lila Foy is much easier to find. Well, we're going to be hearing you play music from Mirrors of Sky, as well as one old tune that we're going to get to in the middle. What do you want to start with? Impossible?
Yeah.
This is one of the more exuberant songs on the album. Yes?
Exuberant.
Exuberant.
Mm, yeah.
It's as close as you get to exuberant. All right, let's hear it.
Okay.
Oh, night.
Dice, Lila Foy performing live on Echoes today. Do you always play barefoot on stage?
Sometimes, although last night the venue had glass on the floor, so I decided not to.
Yeah, you don't want that.
No.
Well, that was a really nice tune. And you know, when I said it was your most buoyant tune, I mean, it does kind of have this very happy chorus, but it's kind of a very sad song.
Yeah.
Which is a modality you work in quite a bit.
Yeah, that's a recurring theme, I'd say.
Well, this next tune we're going to play is a Rumor. And this, at me, is kind of a very country-influenced song, actually.
Yeah, it definitely has some country influences. It's one of the more, folkier kind of moments in the album,
yeah.
I'd say.
Yeah, folky, but then it has all these kind of electronic underpinnings going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely take it out of that.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay.
It's interesting, the Pitchfork review of your album heard that song as a reggae song.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I don't think I saw that.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That's a great tune. Now, we first heard of you, of course, when you were recording as Wall. You had some YouTube videos out. You had your Black Cab session. You had a couple of singles and then your EP, your great EP,
yeah.
Shoestrings. And this tune is off of that we're going to hear, the only old tune we're going to hear, right?
Yeah, this song is called Left to Wonder.
Okay. Still sounds great.
Thank you.
And some beautiful harmony vocals there by Ollie Deacon, who is also playing, kind of doubling up on guitar and bass lines at the same time, right? Kind of rhythm and bass.
Yeah, he's got some synth going on as well.
There. Right.
Yeah, some synth pedals.
And on drums, we've got Andy Goodall. Whenever you hear a strange sound, it's probably Andy Goodall triggering it from his drum pads as well. All performing live today here on Echoes. I'm John DiLiberto. All right, so this next tune we're going to hear is actually the lead track off the album, Honeymoon, another kind of bittersweet song. You got a lot of breakup songs in there.
Yeah, I guess this one is kind of another one on that theme. Although it's called Honeymoon, it's not really so much about honeymoon as the bit after the honeymoon.
The honeymoon is over.
The honeymoon is definitely over.
Okay. That was really cool. Where'd that drum riff come from?
I was just kind of fiddling around on Logic, the program I work on to record my songs. And I just kind of, I found like a couple of really simple drum loops and I chopped them around. And then I slowed the beat down massively from the original tempo I was working at to kind of create this weird like slowed down kind of rhythm.
So, yeah, very cool. Very cool. You kind of like a junky drum sound, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love to kind of take a hip hop sound or like a strange sound and like make it make it my own.
Right. That sounds great. Lila Foy playing live on Echoes today. The next thing we're going to hear is Feather Tongue.
Yeah.
Which is another tune from her new album called Mirrors the Sky. Great. So I understand everyone's going to step out for this last song someday. It's just going to be you all by yourself.
Just going to be me.
Okay. It's called Someday.
Someday
I love that last line.
Oh, thank you.
Give a shore to a hungry tide. What a great line.
Thanks.
Lila Foy performing live on Echoes today. Thank you so much for coming in.
You're very welcome.
It sounded great. She was joined by Ollie Deacon on guitar and backing vocals and Andy Goodall on percussion and strange sounds. Lila Foy's latest album is out on Sub Pop Records. It's called Mirrors of Sky. It was the Echo CD of the month for April, and you can read a review of it and hear a bunch of tracks from it there. And if you want to add it to your collection, you can go there as well, echoes.org. I'm John DiLiberto. Jeff Town was the recording engineer today for our performance with Lila Foy, and he was assisted by Glenn Ferricone, and it was recorded at the Music Center in Exton, Pennsylvania. Partial funding for the show is made possible by our Public Radio International affiliate stations. Coming up in the next hour, I've got a band out of Wales called Nine Bach. They have a new CD on Peter Gabriel's Real World label. We'll also hear music from Icelandic electronic artist Murja. It's coming up in the next hour on Echoes, a music soundscape from PRI, Public Radio International.